I'm glad that I never made 10k months consistently. I'm glad that my business didn't reach six figures or even seven figures a year. I'm glad that some of those holy grail business milestones that we all get sold when we come into this type of world didn't happen for me, because I was on track for them. My business was moving in the direction of having those things, and you know, I was on this tipping point of, if I had carried on that trajectory for another 6 months, maybe another year, then my business would be in those places, I expect. Then I don't just expect that in a, I expect it, if I believe it, I'll see it manifesting kind of way. What I mean is, it was on track, right? The spreadsheets and the strategic plans were being supported in that way. And there was clear trajectory to that experience happening. So it was a really hard thing to do, to step out of that plan. It was a really hard thing to do to be seeing how that path was laid out before me and decide to turn back and come back the way I'd already been walking and get back on a different path, one that I picked up, a thread that I had left, you know, maybe 2 years prior, and go the other way, right? It was like 2 years before that I'd been at a crossroads and I'd picked one way and I'd, you know, I'd gone all the way out of my path. And then I had to unpick it. I had to retrace my steps back to that decision point and choose the other way. And I'm so glad I did it then. I'm so glad that I didn't continue walking down that path. And it was difficult because although my heart, my soul, my body, everything in me was saying, it's time to turn back. This isn't feeling good. This isn't right for me. There was so much noise in my head about what that meant. And yes, there was the noise of, you know, are you not going to earn any money? Are you going to lose lots of followers, subscribers? How will that feel? What will that mean? There was a subconscious question of worth in there. If I don't do this, if I don't continue down this path, it was a subconscious feeling of like, I won't be as worthy. People won't find me as valuable. And that's one of the reasons I'm so glad that I didn't carry on, because there was obviously this thing going on inside me that I am more valuable or less valuable based on some external factors, right? Based on my income levels, my community size, what people thought and felt about me was what was informing my own sense of personal worth, and with that, my own sense of personal well-being. And so I'm so glad to be out of that. But what also came up for me with that decision was a feeling of many feelings, really. Many feelings came up as a result of that decision. But one of them, which is interesting to me, was, is this a block? You know, is this a block? Is this an upper level limit? I think they call it. I realized I just was so conditioned. Peter Kelly calls it trance-like state. And I really resonate with that language, because it was like being in a trance. It was like I couldn't see truth anymore. I couldn't discern between it, but it was murky. I couldn't find clarity between the voice of my heart, the voice of my soul that was telling me, this path is not for you, this path is not nourishing, this path is not fun, this path is not like art, this path isn't supportive, that's not even what you want. And I couldn't discern between that and this is a block, this is just something I need to overcome. Everyone who does big things is scared sometimes. If I could just overcome this money block, if I could just overcome this upper limit, if I could just release the idea that I'm scared of being seen by more people or whatever, like there was so much scarcity in that. And it was blinding me. It was making it so much harder for me to actually hear my path, my truth, my own North Star. But somehow, by the grace of God, really, I was able to turn back and walk home. And what that has meant for me is allowing timing, allowing things to take as long as they take, exiting quite sharply the idea that having more money and having a bigger business is better. Because for me, it wasn't better right then. It's not better right now. What's better is me being relaxed, me being calm, me finding joy again in my life that's outside of the next payment, the next client, the next offering. It's been dropping into my life more deeply than ever before. And from that place, there's clarity. There's greater clarity than ever in what's wanting to come alive. And it's really a different experience from how I used to run my business on that other path I've walked away from, because in that path there was goals, there was like future focus, lots of future focus, there was this idea of how life could be, and I just had to then work towards that and match up with that. And really, I didn't see it like this at the time, but I can see it now. Very, very controlling aspect to it. I can control life. I can manage life. I can make this happen. And in some ways, it felt empowering at the time. It felt like I'm in charge of my destiny. I can do this. And it was a fake empowerment, right? Because it was taking me away from my soul, because on the path that I've returned to, this return home to my heart, that it's different from that. There isn't a goal and an outcome that I'm then striving to match at all costs, you know. There is a very different dynamic with life. What's happening on this path is that I engage as fully and actively as I possibly can with the life that is appearing in front of me in each moment. You know, I'm not stuck imagining a life that isn't in front of me right now. I'm engaging with life as it is. And I feel like I had a kind of a sneak peek of this, kind of a advanced experience, an advanced wisdom of this deeper knowing a couple of years ago, when I used to say, and if you've been following me for a little while, you might remember me speaking about this. It was like, do the work that's in front of you. That was a sentence that dropped in for me. And it's so true. It's so true. And it's expanded in meaning for me since then, because it really means engage with what's here, you know, engage with what's actually here to the deepest, highest, truest ability that you have to do so. Do that. And that takes a lot of unhooking from ideas about the future and about what life could be for you. It's about saying what's here is enough. who I am right now is enough. And there's only suffering in that when you're saying, what's here right now is not enough. What's here right now is not enough. I'm not enough. This is not enough. That's suffering. That is suffering. When you're saying, okay, this is what's here. This is what's here. How can I engage with this as deeply as possible? Rather than deny it, rather than look away, rather than push it away, you step into it. This takes so much courage, and I have been studying David R. Hawkins' Map of Consciousness for many, many years now, and the turning point on that experience, the turning point on that wheel of consciousness, he calls it a map, but I like to think of things in more spiralic, circular ways. The turning of the wheel from a life of force into a life of power is courage. That is the level of consciousness that transforms your life from force to power. And when we say power, I mean true power, right? I don't mean the kind of fake empowerment of I can control my life, I can have a six-figure business, whatever, whatever. I mean true power. I mean being connected deeply to your heart, to your soul, to your path, and walking it with confidence, engaging fully in life. That is a powerful life. And the life that we have all been sold, that we're sold as power, is actually the life of force. It keeps us stuck on that half of the wheel, on that half of the map, in grasping, in trying, in trying to manipulate, in holding so tightly to what we think life should be, and then trying to fit everything in. It's like trying to put a round peg in a square hole. It really is. And there's this idea, well, if I can just get this in, then my life will be great. But it just doesn't work like that. So courage is so needed here. And it's the courage to let go. It's the courage to go, I'm no longer going to chase that dream life, vision board life, Pinterest board life. I'm no longer going to strive. I'm no longer going to say that something else is more important than what's here now. And that takes a lot, and it takes more than just saying it. It takes more than just hearing me say it and thinking, yes, I know that, I feel that. You do already know this. You do. I'm not teaching you this. I'm not telling you this. I'm not sharing this with you. You know it, and I'm reminding you of that inner wisdom that you already have. So there might be many things covering that inner wisdom right now, obscuring it, making it hard to locate. You might feel it in this moment and know it to be true. And then when you go out into your day, into your life after listening to this, it will be easier to forget it in the face of your business plans and everything that you've put into place and what it means to turn away and come back down that path that you maybe have been walking for a long time. But it's the work that's here right now. It's the work that's here right now. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with me. Lots of love.